we have watched home values bounce around the past few years, and even for those who have not moved, there's been a big impact that is still being felt. Joining us live now in studio, Eldad Moraru of Long & Foster. Home values mean much more than what you can get out of a property in a sale, as you know, Eldad. Tell us about what happened to you when you got a letter from your bank in the mail.
So about a month and a half ago, I got a letter from my bank. I have a home equity line of credit on my house that I've had for years and years. And I got a letter stating that due to falling prices in my neighborhood, my house was, in their opinion, now worth about 10% below what I paid for it. And as a result, they suspended my line of credit.
So what is the immediate impact of that? I mean, that could really affect money coming into people, essentially, right?
Well, it depends how you use your home equity line of credit. But if you rely on it, all of a sudden, that's gone. You can't access it. It's just money that is no longer accessible to you.
All right. So they said your house was worth less than what you thought it was worth. Where did you go from there?
So what the bank does is they give you an opportunity to appeal that. And there's two ways you can do that for this particular bank. And every bank might be a little bit different. One was they allowed me, which I could not do, furnish an appraisal from a refi that was no more than 90 days old. Now, I refied a year ago, so I couldn't do that. So option number two was to use one of their appraisers, and they only gave you one option to pay for an appraisal. And if that appraisal came back at an acceptable level, then they would reinstate my line of credit. And if it didn't, of course, the suspension would hold.
So the bank would pay for that one appraisal?
Well, that's interesting.
Or you would pay for that one appraisal?
Well, no. That's a very interesting question. I had to pay for it. If the appraisal came in low, it was on me. But if it came in high enough, then they would reimburse me.
And how much are we talking for an appraisal?
This particular appraisal was $350.
Okay, so not something that you should just want to throw away. It's $350.
Exactly.
You, of course, being Eldad Moraru, you're a realtor, you took a more active role than just going to the bank saying, appraise my house.
Right, so not just because I'm a homeowner and every homeowner thinks their house is worth more than anybody else. I happen to know because that's what I do for a living. So I was very confident. Plus, of course, I had the house appraised a year ago for that refi. So I was very, very confident that my house was worth a lot more than what they thought. So I went ahead and ordered the appraisal, but I took a much more proactive role. So what I did is I prepared comparables of the home before the appraiser showed up. And then I walked through the house with the appraiser and made sure to point out to her all the improvements we've made to the house since we purchased the home, because, of course, that adds value.
And this all worked for you.
Ultimately, it worked. Got the appraisal back, and as I thought, it was actually 35 to 40% higher than their estimation.
Now, the wheels are turning in a lot of people's minds. If you can convince a bank that your house is worth something other than what they say it's worth, maybe you could convince the government your house is worth something other than what it's worth. A lot of people think their property tax assessment is too high. The same principles would apply if they're going that route, right?
Right. You want to go the other way, of course, right?
Yeah.
To show that your house is worth less than they think. And most jurisdictions, if they bring out a new tax assessment, will give you the opportunity to challenge that. Now, of course, they don't use appraisers, but you take the same process. Essentially, you gather data of comparable sales, and they need to be relatively recent. So you can go out into the public domain and find houses that sold like yours. Put your case together and submit it. So that is something you can do.
Just don't do both at the same time. Might get in some trouble, I guess.
I suppose.
Eldad Moraru of Long & Foster, appreciate you being with us as always.